TCR Diaries for November 17th, 2017. I really did paint my couch. Well, not all of it. And of course, it didn't go completely according to plan. Maggie and I were going to be gone all weekend, and I had a time window of about 30 minutes on Friday to do my thing. I wanted to do it in that particular window too, so the cushions could be drying until I got back home on Sunday afternoon. When I brought them back in yesterday, I wasn't tickled. There's a certain elation that I like to feel when a project is done, and with the pink cushions, I felt none. But I was a smidge hopeful they'd grow on me after I got them back on the couch. But they didn't. The paint was still damp, probably because the temperature has been colder, freezing at night, and so on, and the garage doesn't have any airflow either. No breeze, no circulation, and no sunlight. So the cushions went out into the yard where I was hoping they'd defumigate in the afternoon sun and fresh air. After the sun went back down, I brought them back in, still not dry after their four-hour sunbath, and still fumy. Maggie noted that it looked like somebody was murdered on our couch, that I could have just washed them to try to get the stains out. That's not how I do things, though. There's this emotional drive, this overwhelming urge to put my stamp on all my stuff. I can't help it. And what's more, when I was painting them, I was in a hurry, just trying to cover up the stains. Too much function and barely a drop of form. I didn't have whimsy fun on my mind, nor was I creatively expressing myself. I ran out of fabric paint in a matter of minutes, so I resorted to using regular pink spray paint, because I was going to get them done in my time allowance. I was determined, focused, and intent, tunneling down a path, and there was no changing course. And they looked like it when all was said and done, too. But I knew there was something to Maggie's thought of putting them in the wash. It might tame them a bit. I'm not above listening to another's feedback, and if there's something there, if it feels right, I'll act on it. So off the cushion covers came and down to the laundry room we went. Now normally when I'm being artistic and fancy, I pause and ask the cosmos for guidance. I do this because I fuck shit up when I do it on my own. Seriously. Even when it comes to painting or sculpting or any kind of building, I need to channel the universe's energy and the like. And back on Friday, I was the boss, rushing through the sofa makeover like I was hosing down prisoners. Anyways, I sprayed and washed where the stains were, set the washer to whites, added a splash of bleach to the soap, and then waited for the second round of results. And I'll be damned if most of the paint didn't come out along with all of the stains. The covers were 90% perfect. Did the spray paint really come out in the wash, you ask? Yes, almost all of it really did. And I suspect it was because the paint wasn't completely dry, and the fabric itself is like a linen canvas material and not like a cotton t-shirt. Later when I was talking with Sarah, she said that the fabric may have been sprayed with a stain resistor too, which makes perfect sense. I washed them one more time to lighten them just a bit more, and then they were good to go. So there you have it. The couch is exactly as I want it to look. It's clean with a hint of color just like Albert's socks. Maybe a little more subdued than I originally planned, but more often than not, if I let the cosmos be my guide, things will turn out better than I could have ever imagined, be it relationships or careers or spray painting your couch. There's still one ink stain from a pen left, but I can live with that for the time being. Get into the show notes and or find the original to see the photos. There's a handful. Questions, comments, jelly beans? Send all those guys to robot@tcrbang.com. I read them all. And also, shoutouts to Ray R. from Florida, Tom S. from Michigan, Candace P. from Mississippi, and Tom C. from all the way up in Ontario for their generous donations. You guys are the best. In other news, I'm about 70-75% done with October issue of the TCR Diaries, the printed magazine you all know and love. That should be out within a week or two. Of course, you can order that from my website, tcrbang.com. And finally, peas out, carrots in.